To start the next Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra concerts, we've got a smorgasbord served up by famous composers. You'll get to meet a Flemish statesman, travel to Scotland by steamship, and run through the streets of Rome. Let me explain. The story of Egmont, a 16th century Flemish general, inspired Beethoven to compose an overture. The tragedy of Egmont's execution was the galvanizing moment for the Netherlands' revolt against Spain. At the start of the overture, Beethoven shows us Egmont's resolve. Egmont knows that his actions may have dire consequences. The restless violins and brooding cellos bring his agitation to life. The people of the Netherlands are stirred to shake off their oppressors. Beethoven's music cries out with victory. In 1829, Mendelssohn boarded a steamship to Scotland. This trip inspired the Hebrides Overture, permeated with the images of rolling waves and calm skies overhead. The destination was Fingal's Cave. The cellos give a sense of the vastness of the water and the anticipation of arrival. It was a stormy crossing, with the ship struggling to keep on course. The journey made a lasting impression on Mendelssohn, as his music clearly shows. For Berlioz, everything had to be big, and his Roman Carnival Overture is no exception. During his 15-month stay in Italy, Berlioz witnessed a real carnival. Before the festivities, the streets are calm. A lazy English horn sings a serenade. Then the streets come alive with the wild celebration. using cymbals, tambourines, full brasses, and energetic strings, Berlioz sends up fireworks. Each of these great overtures will be led by guest conductors I've invited to work with the Kalamazoo Symphony. To conclude the concert, I'll be on the podium for music of Brahms. I hope you'll be there. After all, how often do you see four conductors on one concert?